With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. The municipality of Chatham-Kent says it's reviewing its practice of catering municipal council and budget committee meetings after a tidal wave of public backlash online. It was sparked by a social media post from the municipality looking for a local food service provider to cater meals for council meetings. Commenters online heavily criticized the post, saying council members should pack a lunch and feed themselves on their own dime. But the municipality says that practice is nothing new. Chatham-Kent's manager of corporate communications says it's been standard practice for years now and was approved in the municipal budget at a cost of $20,000. That comes out to about 41 cents per household. Chatham-Kent police managed to clean up their wanted list a bit more yesterday and got some help from a Sarnia court for that. Police arrested 8 people on Tuesday, including a 49-year-old man who was wanted for skipping court in Chatham. He turned up at the courthouse in Sarnia. Court staff there notified CK police about that early yesterday afternoon. The man was taken back to Chatham-Kent, where he was set to be held pending a bail hearing, facing charges including theft, break and enter, and failing to attend court. The federal opposition leader is threatening to introduce a motion of non-confidence in the federal government if it doesn't kill an anticipated increase in the carbon tax. Global News says if the motion is successful, Canadians would go to the polls. It's unlikely, though, because the Conservatives would need the NDP to turn against the Liberals, and the New Democrats have an agreement to support the Liberals on confidence matters. The increase to the carbon tax is expected April 1st. And the snow we're getting in Chatham-Kent today is nothing compared to what they're seeing in London and further north than that along Lake Huron. Forecasters say the first full day of spring is bringing up to 35 centimeters of snow for the area around Grand Bend and Goderich, with a snow squall warning in place there. London could get closer to 25 centimeters this afternoon. The Toronto Maple Leafs are back on the ice tonight as they take on the Washington Capitals. The Leafs have lost 2 in a row. The Raptors will try to snap their 7-game losing skid as they take on Sacramento. The Pistons are back at home hosting the Pacers. And in baseball spring training, the Blue Jays play the Braves while the Tigers take on the Twins. Cloudy today with a chance of flurries this afternoon and a high of +2°C. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of flurries, low -4 overnight, feeling more like -12. And tomorrow sunny with a high of 2. Right now it's 1°C. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.